This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Bishop Fenwick, girls basketball coach Adam DeBadges. And Adam, welcome. So, thanks you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill, as always.
Well, Adam, you guys are coming off a big win over St. Mary's, and not just one win over St. Mary's this year, but two wins now, once down there earlier this year and then last night at your place. So 57-49, the score last night in the W for the Crusaders. And first up, your reaction, and tell us your thoughts on last night's game.
I thought it was great composure from our team. You know, it's something we've been working on all year is just passing well, you know, especially in tense moments. I think we lost a couple games this year, or almost lost a couple games. Even our first game against St. Mary's, we probably could have pulled out a little bit more of a score if we just kind of protected the ball a little bit better. So, yeah, passing the ball and composure and toughness, that was really the keys to victory for us. And so it's nice to see development throughout the year, because I think the girls really put a lot of time and effort into improving that aspect of the game, you know, and I've been harping on it, but they're the ones putting in like the work. So,
Adam, how has your team evolved over the year? I mean, you have Cecilia Kay, who's has been great for a number of years there, and is, I'm sure, is still very good right now this season. But what about the players around her and how they've all come together this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously her, and she's pretty much the most consistent player I've ever coached, you know, as far as what she does on the court every day. One of the most consistent. But, the team around her has grown a little bit. We actually had, you know, interesting situation with getting two senior transfers, which, especially in this year where we're, you know, not going to be in the playoffs, it was, you know, I would tend to have the team grow. You have a longer period of time to grow, so you have a shorter period of time to grow without, you know, the extra 3 or 4 weeks. We normally go pretty deep in the playoffs. So, we had to integrate those seniors pretty quick. And it's really, you know, kind of, unfortunately, coming around pretty well right now as far as how well the girls are gelling. I say unfortunately, obviously, because we only have a few days left. They're all starting to really gel together and work well together. I mean, we were talented enough to win games early on, but I feel like as a team we're playing better together.
Well, let me get back to Cecilia Kay in just a second, but tell me about some of these other players on the team and their roles and you know how they've come together.
Well, to start, we have the other two captains are Tess Keenan and Kate McVale, and they're just really consistent players that they do their job, you know, like Bill Belichick style. They just do their job, and they do it well. One of the other seniors is Sam Dormer from Marblehead, and she's a really great athlete, fast and can jump high and shoot well. She's been great. And Isabella Lopez-Marin came from Matignon. She just has really stepped up her game as far as like controlling the pace of the game as a point guard. She has some great skills. Then we have our, you know, three sophomores that have been on the team since last year as freshmen, Celia Nielsen and Caitlin Boyle and Anna Fertinani. They're becoming more than freshmen. You know, last year they were just freshmen learning the ropes, and you know, now they're kind of, I said last night to a reporter, Celia Nielsen in particular, if you walked in a gym without a roster, you would think she was a senior, just the way she carries herself. Two great juniors three juniors technically, Caroline Perry, Kelly Bloom, and Sienna Mantinelli are just great kids and hard workers. So that pretty much rounds out our varsity team. And obviously, Cecilia Kay.
Well, let's have you talk more about Cecilia Kay for us, because give us the overview, the big view, her height, and then of course last night she had 27 points, 14 rebounds, went to the free throw line, 11 of 16 for the free throw line. She's going to go to the free throw line, so that's key to to get those kind of numbers at the free throw line. So what can you tell me about and tell our listeners about Cecilia?
She just is so determined. I mean, that's something you can't really teach or coach or anything, her level of determination. I feel like last night was one of those games where she wouldn't, you know, whatever way possible, she just wouldn't have let us lose that game last night. And that kind of showed. But she has an incredible level of, like, playing extremely hard, but also being, you know, composed enough to talk things through with her teammates and, you know, be coached and you know, talk with me about things you can possibly do to help out. So I personally was never like that. I was always kind of, it was hard for me to like, or I guess I should say it's, I commend it more because I always lacked that as an athlete personally. I would play hard and I was a pretty good athlete, but I would get a little bit out of control and a little too fired up, and she kind of keeps her composure, but is also fired up. So it's, she's got a pretty good level of that. But, and then obviously, I mean, she's a over 6 feet tall and can play inside and outside, and she's also tough. So she's just an extremely tough cover if you're the other team. I mean, last night, St. Mary's was just, you know, pushing, shoving, holding her, and she still put up 27 and, you know, rebounded 14 and all that. Not that numbers necessarily matter, but either way, she was successful against, and she's always pretty much successful against the toughest teams.
You know, you were talked about the defense that, or the so-called defense, in quotation marks, we'll put it that way, that she faced against St. Mary's in the sense that the way you described it. But she must see a lot of double, triple coverage during the course of the year.
Tons. And, you know, it's tough. I don't really blame referees or anything, but, you know, she probably gets fouled even more than is called upon her. And she, like you said, she goes to the line a lot anyway. But she gets obviously a lot of attention. So, yeah, I mean, to do what she does with that is pretty amazing. You know, and she's also working on and understanding the fact that she can't do it all herself. So her, you know, kicking the ball out has been better, and her passing ability has been better. So, you know, she's good at both. I mean, she's good at understanding that I can score here, even though there's a couple people in my way, or, you know, maybe I can't kick it out. So, yeah, she gets a lot of attention either way.
Well, as we were talking about earlier, the Fenwick not able to participate in the MIAA playoffs this year, but your season comes to an end this coming weekend in a tournament. Tell us about that. So what is ahead this weekend for, and the final weekend or last several games for Fenwick girls basketball each year?
It's the Comcast tournament in Woburn, and there's a lot going on there. There's actually a few different boys teams and girls teams playing, and we're playing Woburn on Saturday. Just another tough team, tough-nosed team that's going to be very physical. And then we either get Central Catholic or Medfield. Both teams have already played this year, but both are extremely tough. So, you know, we and I say that, I think, you know, both Cecilia Kay and I, you know, have talked about this, and the captains, that we want to finish right, finish the right way, you know, because there was an opportunity here for us to kind of fall off a cliff with just knowing that we're not going to be involved in that tournament. So we're trying to finish the right way because that's our nature anyway. It's the culture of our program is kind of always give our best. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, I'm sure you will. Coach, let me ask you one last question on the league. In the Catholic Central this year, Fian appears to be the number one team. Tell me about that team and what makes them, and why are they so powerful here in 2024?
Yeah, we actually, the first game against them, we lost in overtime, and we actually didn't hit a bunch of free throws, which, you know, looking back, really is kind of disappointing. I mean, that's how early season goes. You know, if we won that game, we have a chance to be league champs, but instead they are. But anyway, to your question, what makes them so tough is they're so disciplined. I think, like, you know, a team like St. Mary's is extremely athletic, but a little undisciplined. Same with Cathedral. Same with even Wachusett. I feel like they beat us, but they're a little bit more undisciplined than Fian. You know, they just, they share the ball really well, better than any team that we played this year. You know, they move the ball. The girl that has the best shot takes it, and they never really force shots. So that's the, and they're deep. They're deep. They're a big school with a lot of kids. So, I mean, that's a deadly combo. How deep they are, how tough they are, how well they share the ball, they're disciplined. They're hard to beat, and that's why we didn't, basically.
No, I get it. Adam, anything else you want to share with us here, you know, here today as we talk about Fenwick basketball as kind of a closing comment?
I'll probably say this a few times throughout the year. You know, the closer we get to this end of the regular season, the more ridiculous this whole us not being allowed to go to the playoffs gets. You know, when I look in the eyes of, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old girls who had nothing to do with anything that happened at Fenwick. And so it just doesn't make sense. And I blame both Fenwick and the MIAA for that happening because, you know, again, like I said, the closer and closer we get to the end here, the more it's making me angry. So I just, you know, it's poor leadership from both sides that led to high school kids having an opportunity of a lifetime taken away from them. And some people would say, well, you know, it's opportunity of a lifetime. What do you mean? Well, in our small world, it's a pretty big deal. So I don't know. I mean, I think, like, looking back at my own life, I'm 43. Some of the things that happened in my high school teams are some of the greatest memories I have. And again, I think it's a bunch of crotchety old men's pride that led these girls to not have those memories.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, I think you articulated that very well, Adam. And I think that that's the reality, the first reality that we're really, well, we've seen it in the fall sports too, but in essence, in particular with your program too, Adam, because you have a rich tradition of as you mentioned earlier, going into the tournament and going deep into the tournament. And that's just not happening this year, obviously. So well said, I think. Yeah. Well, Adam, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being able to check in with us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you.
Adam DeBagis, girls basketball coach, Bishop Fenwick, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.